From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A witness in the hit-and-run case of Jeffrey Sarnas went MIA Tuesday, causing a delay in the court proceedings. Lost Coast Outpost reports Deputy DA Roger Reese announced one of his witnesses who'd been in the courthouse now couldn't be found. He says he told Barbara Kraft she could take a break for some fresh air, but to be back at 10 a.m., she did not come back. She was scheduled to testify against Sarnas, who's accused of fleeing the scene after his pickup truck struck Garberville resident 48-year-old Marie Kelly as she walked on Fernbridge the night of November 27th last year. Humboldt State University has an annual economic impact of more than $567 million, supporting more than 6,200 jobs in Humboldt County, according to a new economic impact report. The report also addresses the impact Humboldt alumni have on the region and highlights the education and community service the university provides. The study was conducted by ICF International based on figures from the 2017-2018 fiscal year. It shows that HSU generates $38 million in state and local tax revenue each year and supports more than 10% of regional employment. More than 23% of HSU alumni, more than 13,000 people, live in Humboldt County, according to the report. Lost Coast Outpost is reporting that enrollment at Humboldt State is down by over 1,000 students this year, and internal predictions think declining enrollment will be a problem over the next 5 years. They're predicting that by the 2023-2024 school year, enrollment will be 5,779 students, compared to 6,763 currently, and last year's enrollment of 7,774. Reflecting this, the school received $36.4 million of in-state tuition revenue for the current school year, down $5.8 million when compared to last year and nearly $9 million short of the recent high in the 2015-2016 school year. The Yurok tribe is being honored with the United Nations Development Program's Equator Prize, the award and acknowledgement of the tribe's climate change mitigation work, which merges traditional ecological knowledge with Western science to restore healthy forests. Also, a short film highlighting the tribe's forest stewardship practices will be shown to those in attendance. Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Eureka Police Department Community Safety Enhancement Engagement Team, St. Vincent de Paul Dining Facility, and Eureka Main Street will be hosting a collaborative barbecue and community service fair on 3rd Street between A and Commercial Streets. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.